On Mercer University Week, history is disappearing off the Georgia coast. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Melanie Pavich, associate professor in interdisciplinary and historical studies, explores one community that is being taken over by gentrification.
African American history on the Georgia coast matters, maybe now more than ever. Gullah Geechee communities descended from Africans enslaved on coastal plantations have suffered through the natural process of young people seeking education and jobs elsewhere, but also through gentrification. As coastal locations have become booming vacation and retirement destinations, as more and more land has been developed for upscale houses and condominiums, as African Americans are bought out and pushed out due to rising property taxes, their communities and their history are disappearing. For the past 7 years, my students have participated in research-based service learning courses focused on Gullah Geechee history. We developed the Coastal Georgia Research Initiative to work in conjunction with the St. Simons Island African American Heritage Coalition to preserve the history of African Americans in the region and make their history more available and visible to a broader public. Students have conducted interviews, produced digital stories, and participated in public programming to showcase the history of families whose roots reach back to enslavement on coastal Georgia plantations, as well as former students of the historic Harrington and South End schools for African Americans. One woman we met, Phoebe Abbott Johnson, had a wonderful childhood on St. Simons in a closely knit Gullah Geechee community. In an interview with student Pam Pearson, she recalled a recent instance where, with a passing glance, a stranger looked at her as if she didn't belong on the island. "But you're in my neighborhood. This is where I grew up. This is my dirt," she said. "It's very important they know we have history here, that we are here and we keep a footprint in the sand. Just a footprint in the sand, that's all we want." The Coastal Georgia Research Initiative exists to help Phoebe and fellow African Americans in this region keep that footprint in the sand.
That was Melanie Pavich of Mercer University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.